a good day. Is Rich still in there, Michael, or are you sitting in the seat?
No, I'm here.
Yeah. I just read the email that you sent.
Dare you to read it on the air.
Oh, oh, I can read Don't Worry.
No.
Don't worry.
He's all about having fun. Anyway, 7 after the hour. Thank you. Rich is here. Jennifer's here. Michael's taking your calls. Roberta's here. We're all one big happy family. And part of that vital family is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a well-known, eminent maybe even is the word I would use for Jack. What are you laughing about? Now you're laughing. What's wrong with eminent?
Well, eminent or imminent?
Well, your appearance on this program is imminent, and your being here is because of your eminence.
All right,
in your
that.
Field.
Thank you.
All right, that's like accept and except. Or any number of words. You want to have an English lesson or you want to talk about health? Which do
let's
you want?
Let's talk about health.
Let's talk about health. Let's talk about... what's that song? Let's talk about... What's that song, Richie or Michael? Let's talk about... What is it? Let's talk about...
Oh, you got me.
The song is called...
Talk about the snow.
No, Michael said, let's talk about sex. That's what the song is about.
Oh, so
let's talk about health. Let's change that. We'll talk about health. Jack is a well-known NUCCA, N-U-C-C-A, proctologist... Or proctology. Today is going to be
awesome.
You
just doubled my patient load.
I've gone now. I'm gone. The rest of the program, you can check me out. Jennifer, Roberta, I'm just like, okay, I've checked out. The NUCCA specialists work on your neck. If you're a practicing proctologist and a NUCCA expert, you work on both ends. That could be how you can sell yourself.
Right.
I can see it on the shingle now. I help both ends.
Yeah, there we go.
Right?
I help both ends meet.
Meet. There you go. All right. So, because Jack is a person who understands and promotes a lot of the same things that I do, it's an interesting blend here. Also later in this hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is with us every day with his daily dose of medical info, studying the science of medicine, not that Jack hasn't. He has a doctorate in this field. It's a different field, though, and it brings you around, though, to the one thing all of us are interested in, your health and well-being. And there are different ways to get there, different approaches. People feel comfortable sometimes with one style and other times with other styles. But Jack understands, for example, during the break at the top of the hour, I take my vitamins in this hour. And I just took some cod liver oil.
Good.
And remember, there's a difference, though, now. Maybe we should spend a minute talking about the different types of oil. There's flax seed oil. There's cod liver oil. There are various fish oils. And I wonder which you think. What did we take when we took castor oil? Didn't we, when we were kids, take castor oil?
No, it was cod liver. Castor,
it was.
You know, some people mistakenly would have taken castor, but you're...
What is castor oil? They don't have it anymore even, do they?
Well, castor oil is usually used for poultices on the outside of the body because it will pull things to it. So there would be a castor oil poultice for a boil or some kind of skin infection. There might be a castor oil, a hot oil poultice for deep chest infections that will pull it towards the surface of the skin. That, of course, is, you know, that's not using drugs, so medicine threw that out a long time ago.
Yeah.
However, that is an old tried and true standby therapy that has been very effective for literally thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but in terms of... whenever I hear castor oil, all I can think of is Castrol motor oil, which is one of the premium brands of motor oil. And I wonder sometimes if, you know, we talk about these oils, some of them are the castor oil and the various other oils that come from vegetable sources or from living soil. The fish oils come out of fish. As the fish... I don't even know how they extract the oil, actually. How do they extract
Well, unfortunately, they cold press the liver. The fats that are in the fish, the flesh of a fish, is different than the fats that are in the liver. And there's a very high content of vitamin D in the liver oil. But in the flesh of the fish, you have a very high content of the omega-3 fatty acids. And when we're talking about oils, what's important to understand is that we're really going after what are known as the essential fatty acids.
Right.
And essential means your body doesn't make it. Most of the fatty acids your body requires, your body will manufacture. Some of them it can't, and it needs the raw materials that will exist, that exist in things like flaxseed oil, or fish oil, or borage oil, or evening primrose oil. But then you then you also have olive oil. All the oils have omega-3, 6, and 9 present. It's just that some oils have a greater partition of omega-3s as opposed to omega-9s. And omega-9s are important, but that's what's in olive oil. Not a whole lot of 3. Evening primrose or fish oils will have an awful lot more of omega-3s. Now, the lower the number, the more fragile the oil is. The shorter period of time it will last in a fresh condition before it will oxidize. So it always has to be kept from the light. It has to be kept from oxygen. And whatever your source of omega-3s happen to be, and I use Standard Process's Tuna Omega-3, whatever your source is, you want to make sure that you're getting it as close to the life of that fish as possible. Or evening primrose. And a lot of these things are, they're heated through steam to fast flash the material, which is very deleterious to the life of the oil. They'll be filtered, they will be bleached. So you have to be very careful of the source of this stuff. And believe me, the cheaper the oil out there is, the less effective it is for your body.
All right, so you're going to have to spend good money to take good care using this good source of a very important substance to keep your body, your brain good, this is good stuff for your arms, for your joints, your basic, the mobility of your body depends on these oils, does it not?
There's plenty of reliable studies to underscore what you just said.
Yeah.
They're absolutely essential to health.
Not much point in rehashing that. In a moment, I want to talk to you about foods in a different way. There's a study out that suggests there are, this particular study suggests there are 5 foods that you better stay away from if you are a likely candidate for a stroke. We'll talk about that. Food's very important, obviously, to your health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He actually has a great line of CDs you might want to check out at his website, jackstockwell.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouthwatering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique Bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain
nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, talking about your health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. His website is jackstockwell.com. The focus here on foods that can trigger a stroke. And they are, the reason I bring this up now is because it sort of goes along with the conversation we're just having about oils. There are few things, as I saw my father go through his strokes, which, I don't know if fear is the right word for it, but I don't want this to happen to me. Even though I do. Like, there's 700,000 people every year in our country who have strokes.
My goodness.
And crackers, chips, pastries, baked goods like muffins, donuts, chips, muffins, donuts, and the things that are made with trans fat, hydrogenated oils. These are the things that come from the commercial bakeries. And the reason that they put them in is because the whatever it is, the property of these oils keeps the chips or the donuts or whatever it is solid at room temperature, so they don't have to be refrigerated. So it's for them, it's good for them, and ain't good for you. So why is this bad though, Jay? What is It's the artery blocker stuff.
Well,
right?
Exactly. The healthiest oils are liquid at room temperature.
Yeah.
Olive oil, omega-3s. And what they and the problem with, and they used to make pastries out of these things 100 years ago,
yeah,
because they would be on the shelf. People would come to the local bakery, buy their stuff, take it home, because within 2 or 3 days, it was going to spoil.
Yeah.
So they would bake them, they would eat them, things were fine. Then, of course, the marketing aspect came in and said, well, we can't do that. We need 6 months shelf life. Well, the only way you can get six months shelf life and still have the effect of fats and oils in the baking product, which is what makes it tasty with the sugar, is that you've got to create these unnatural oils. So at very high temperature, they will take these very fragile oils and bombard them with hydrogen to create a stronger, more durable fat and oil.
Right.
The problem is, your body, this isn't food. And when this gets inside the body, you don't have the enzymes to break this stuff down like you do the more fragile oils.
Yeah. And so
it builds up.
Yep.
It just flat out builds up.
Stay away from smoked and processed meats as well. Nothing could be worse other than the hydrogenated stuff. If you haven't seen the film Food Matters, It's all over the web. You might want to check that out. It's not new, but it's very important stuff. JackStockwell.com, another good place to visit for health info. 21 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I just am picturing you playing this song, drinking malt liquor, driving cross country.
Jennifer, can you imagine Doug with his seat reclined all the way back with his wrist over the steering wheel, pulling up to a light with the kickers going?
I've got some junk up in my trunk, yo.
Yeah, you don't got no brains
anyhow. And that's Bo Shizzle.
With my mind on my money and my money.
Doug Steffens, good day.
Fish, apparently, according to research,
those are not bubbles.
Document can talk to each other. Fish communicate with noises, including grunts,
really?
Chirps, and pops.
It's like a husband.
Doug Steffens, good day.
Why do I bother?
The show that NASA would call a controlled crash.
So there's an interesting story with this Olivia Newton-John song. This is the original version. I'm not even sure it's the original from the show. But there have been a lot of different... She's done a lot of different remakes of this, as is the case with a lot of people who have hit music. They do updated versions, or there's new technology, so it sounds better in the studio when it's recorded, whatever, whatever. But this particular... There have been a number of versions of this song. She did one for Ellen, for her television program. She did one to Perez Hilton. I think there's a show, and it may be... I'm not sure about this, whether it's a Vegas show. I've not seen it when I've been in Vegas, and I'm there every couple of months. But there is a show that features this song and a lot of participants who are raising money for Olivia. She has a charity. It's called Olivia's Appeal. And so which version is this one, Richie?
This is the new one.
This is the new one.
This is cool. I like it.
Yeah. Are you watching on YouTube, Jennifer?
No. Huh?
Yeah. You can get it. It's a lot of people apparently put a lot of effort into making this happen, and a lot of people were included on this video to bring focus to this charity. Now. She's had a couple of different ones. She's had, because she's had breast cancer, I think she's been big on trying to raise money for that, Jennifer, isn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. She's very active.
Yeah. But it seems to me her charity is aimed at something else in this check. But if you see the video of this, and I keep making reference to it.
It's like human dominoes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Olivia's... Isn't it amazing what you can do? But yeah, here's what I put. Olivia's appeal up. The first thing that comes up is a lesbian cruise for $999.
Oh, that's nice. You gonna go?
No, I think I'll pass. Try to put my own cruise together, actually. Yeah, this is a benefit for the Olivia Newton-John Cancer and Wellness Center, which came about her interest in this, obviously, because she was touched by cancer. That's why this has become a big thing. So you can check it out. Olivia Newton-John, 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Apple announced the new iPhone 4S available for purchase on October 14th. It looks identical to the iPhone 4, but comes packed with better graphics, a faster processor, and a higher quality camera. Other notable features include wireless syncing with iCloud and a virtual assistant called Siri, which allows for a ton of awesome voice commands. In other news, starting October 12th, you can upgrade your iDevices to the newest operating system, iOS 5. The new OS has over 200 updates, including a messaging service similar to BBM, Twitter integration, and the ability to update your device without plugging it in. And finally, the hacker group Anonymous vows to erase the New York Stock Exchange from the internet on October 10th. The threat was posted online in support of the Occupy Wall Street protesters after police arrested hundreds marching across the Brooklyn Bridge. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This letter says One Main Financial used to be City Financial.
Didn't they help your uncle get a personal loan?
Uh-huh. Made all the terms very clear.
Wonder if they could help with a new kitchen.
A new kitchen?
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Find your magic at Macy's Columbus Day Sale. Take an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards Card. Work your look with dresses and suits for her under $100. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance. Buy more, save more during our great shoe sale. Plus, designer luggage closeouts now 65% off. Macy's Columbus Day Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices and exclusions apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time on Good Day to get caught up on some of the things that are going on in the world. Update you on some of the things that are at DougStephan.com. Some of the things that connect to all of the people who are here with us on the program and where they are. Jennifer's actually down in Mexico this week. Roberta is in Little Mexico, also known as New York City. Big Mexico is Los Angeles. Little Mexico is New York. There are a lot of different, it's not just Mexicans, a lot of Hispanics in New York. Of various stripes, right, Roberta? It's
not like absolutely.
You're the lady that is your housekeeper. Where is she from originally?
Well, actually, she's from Honduras.
Honduras, okay.
Yes. But I think there are more Hispanics in New York than specifically Mexicans.
Yeah, that was my point.
Yeah.
More Mexicans in Los Angeles, but a general group of Hispanics, a large group of Hispanics of various sorts. It's like Americans. You know, we think that those who live in the United States are Americans. In fact, Americans, appropriately used, that term, appropriately used, refers to Canadians, people who live in the United States, Mexicans, Central Americans, and South Americans. We are all Americans. You don't use the term to refer to people from Europe. They're Europeans. People who come from Africa are Africans. People who come from Asia are Asians. Americans apply to both hemispheres, North and South, and the continents, North America and South America. It's a much broader stroke. And when you think about it, those of you who snarl at Hispanics, I only snarl at the illegals. I don't snarl at those who are here legally. And that would be for any. It just seems there are more Hispanic illegals than anything else, Mexican illegals. But there are a lot of illegals from Brazil and Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. And those places seem to, for whatever the reason, send or have sent over the years, they're all going back, or not all of them, but many of them going back to their homelands because the economy's lousy here and they can't make any money. Anyway, having said that, I just sort of want, we have this strange kind of self-serving application of terms sometimes. So we refer to us as Americans, but in fact, all of these people on the two American continents are Americans, like it or not. What is the old expression? Like it or lump it, digest it or dump it.
Ew.
What?
You've never heard that before? Richie, you must have heard
never.
That one.
Never.
Never.
Never heard like it or lump it, digest it or dump it.
No, I've heard like it or leave
mm-hmm.
it.
That must be something that comes from my early experiences. As I've had that, that's been in my mind for a long, long time. Like it or lump it, digest it or dump it. There it is, folks. My
words to live by.
That's right. The words to live by. That's a Dougology for today.
And one thing I never worry about with you, Dougie, is your digestion. I know it's always good.
But at least it's always working anyway. So, Roberta.
Exactly.
Yes.
I find it interesting. A lot of people have been talking. I like to find the story behind the story. Everybody's talking about the Wall Street occupying force and how it's spreading, yada, yada. Okay. So it's something to be dealt with. People are comparing it to the Tea Party, blah, 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 blah. What I find more interesting about that story is that the New York City transit workers have said they will not drive those people who have been arrested to jail. The New York did you know that?
Yes.
New York City police have arrested hundreds of these people. As a matter of fact, they were criticized on Saturday for being high-handed, and Bloomberg was sort of called in. I don't know if they calmed things down or not, but there was a lot. This is our first criticism, serious criticism, of the New York Police Department I've heard for a long, long time. So anyway, the people who drive the buses went to court, I think yesterday or Monday, to block the city and the police department from forcing their drivers to transport, to transport the arrested Wall Street protesters from jail to court.
Right.
They said they would not do it. And you're right, 700 of these demonstrators.
Yep.
And it looked like it was a pretty peaceful demonstration to me.
It was.
So they went over the Brooklyn Bridge. The police department just grabbed three city buses that were going by. They stopped them. They threw the people off.
Could you imagine being on those buses?
Right. They threw off the people who were on the buses. I mean, this doesn't sound like the new New York City to me.
Yeah.
So the New York Transit Workers Union said this will not happen again. Period. End of story. Which I thought was, you know, again,
This threatens their very right to protest in the minds of the transit workers union. If something happens, and let's say they have to picket, now they're wondering, okay, are they going to come and arrest us because we're picketing?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, it's kind of like the whole freedom of speech. Well, if you say that somebody can't say something,
right,
you know, that's the beginning of chipping away at the whole idea of freedom of speech. So in a way, this is picking away at the whole idea, chipping away at the whole idea of the freedom of assembly.
That's not why they're doing it, though. They're doing it for safety purposes.
What do you mean for safety purposes?
You're transporting 700 picketers that you don't know what their state of mind or what their attitude is
on a regular
time.
Bus.
It's not safe. It's not that bus is not built to handle people being taken to jail.
Well, they're not riding,
but you don't know that at any given time.
But you don't know, especially if they think
crowd,
they can break out while they're on that
a
bus.
A crowd could turn different. I mean, it could, and these people are not trained for that. They're not trained to drive people to jail to handle these kinds of situations, and these buses aren't built.
I'd like to be a part of that training session. How do you train drivers to drive?
Well, the first thing is you
jail.
Put a cage around them so that they're safe from anybody
so
touching them while they're driving
of,
down the road.
What's that Con Air, that movie, the bad guys being transported?
That scary plane.
All right. Well, it is so interesting to have that approach. To this. I think they're overreacting. This stuff is going to spread. And the more they react or overreact to it, the more it'll spread. All you do is throw fuel on the fire. When you pull a stunt like that, like the police in New York did, all you do, the news media is going to be all over it. The national news media is going to cover it. They're going to be going and people will say, wow, look at that. Let's go. If anything, you're going to charge them all up. More protests everywhere, including New York. And that one was peaceful. I guess my question would be to the New York Police, Roberta, how dare you do that?
What's the law?
What's the law that applies to arresting people that are peacefully protesting? Now, that's what America's about.
They were blocking a major thoroughfare. They weren't arresting them for protesting. They were arresting them for blocking the streets.
All right. Richie, you don't have to be so reasonable about it.
You feel better?
All right, it's 19 before the hour. Time.
Stop holding it with the facts.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Remember, the byword of this program is never confuse a good story with the facts. Let's make sure that's
boring.
Let's put that on a wall somewhere. Put it on the website. You know how the New York Times, all the news that's fit to print? Let's put on the Doug Steffen website, never confuse a good story with the facts. What do you think? That'll attract a lot of people to the website, right?
Fits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So we have a word scramble. You ready?
Sure.
Ready for the word scramble.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got, this is going to be a quickie. 800-510-8255. Swell Doug Steffen Prize for the first person. These people, this is aimed at getting your brain, your frontal brain, to stay in gear. Good, like crossword puzzles and Sudoku or Sudoku or Sunoco or whatever it is that the Japanese play. So here are the letters that are in this word. You ready? This word has a T in it.
T.
It has an N in it. It has an M in it. It has an H in it. Who's with the pen, Marion? Is that you, Roberta? Who's
doing it? That's me. That's me. I'm writing.
It has an S in it. It has an F in it. It has three E's in it and a couple of R's. All right? Want me to do it again? A T, an N, three E's, two R's, an M, an H, and an S.
I got it.
800, how do you know you have it, though? You have a word. Because, you may not know.
Well, I have a word that uses all the letters, and that it means I won.
Oh, is that so? Well, let's find out. 800-510-8255. Let's see if we can get this done before Dr. Ken gets here. If Jennifer's got it, I must have gone through the letters enough times, right? So I don't have to go through the letters again. Richie, you got it? Roberta, you got
not
it?
Not yet.
No.
All right. But do you want me to repeat the letters, or are you okay?
Yeah, you one more time.
It's a T, an N, three E's, two R's, an M, an H, and an S. What is that word for a swell? No, don't be giving him. And an F. Right, exactly. And an F.
Oh, thank you.
Just
gave it to me.
All right. 800, Jennifer. 800-510-8255.
I needed that, though. I didn't
know you did. You're right. Are you a woman who's over the age of 35? Do you have fine lines and deep wrinkles? Sounds like a new song. I have fine lines and deep wrinkles. Do you want to look 10 years younger? Here's the story from beauty expert David Pollack, who's created products for some of the most prestigious companies in the world. And now I'm holding this up, just like Ed used to do for the camera. We're video streaming live at DougStephan.com. So I'm there, and so is a bottle of Fountain of Youth. Fountain of Youth uses clinically proven technology that increases your skin hydration by 90%.
Woo!
And therefore reduces those wrinkles. Roberta spent all this money and she didn't have to. All she needed was Fountain of Youth. And now you can try it free. Or as Roberta would say, for free.
For free.
Fountain of Youth. David Pollack, the creator of Fountain of Youth, wants you to try it free. Absolutely free. A miracle anti-aging serum. Free, free, free. This is the time to act. Go online to organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code good day. All right. Visit the website, organicattitude.com. Enter radio code good day, and you'll discover why this is being called America's newest anti-aging molecule. It's yours absolutely free. Visit organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code good day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her. Right. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
A psychiatric advance directive is a legal document that enables people with a mental illness to make advance plans about their preferred care, preparing for a time when they may not be able to make these decisions themselves. President and CEO of Mental Health America, Dr. David Shern, explains.
We created the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advance Directive initiative to increase awareness and provide information on how consumers can put one together.
Despite the benefits of psychiatric advance directives, a survey across five U.S. cities revealed that fewer than 1 in 10 patients with a mental illness have one in place.
Our goal is to increase the use of psychiatric advance directives so that people with mental illness can articulate important decisions about their health care.
For more information about the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advanced Directive program, which is co-sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation, visit MyPlanMyLife.com. This is Lynn Murray reporting.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
All right, Ken, did you figure out what the word scramble was?
I didn't hear the word scramble.
Ah! You weren't paying attention to that. You listen to everything that goes on here. Wow, heavens. How could
don't assume
this?
Anything.
I know. It makes a you-know-what out of you,
you
and me.
You know what happened.
That's right. All right, so Jennifer, would you like to enlighten us as to what the word scramble is?
I believe the answer, Doug, is refreshment.
That is correct.
Ooh, very good, Jennifer.
Yes. Refreshment. Nobody got it right. Actually, to be fair, those of you who tried to get through and couldn't, there's a schmogesblunger in the phone system. So as a result of that, it made it difficult for you to love and embrace that word. So just so you
thanks
feel
for letting me
it.
Play anyway.
Right. Jennifer got the right answer, refreshment.
I love games.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And now it's time for us to turn our attention to your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our medical expert here on the Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for helping men deal with their prostate problems. It's prostate relief. You would spell that in a number of different ways, I suppose, with the old business about how do you spell relief. But in this circumstance, we have a product that honestly helps people. The Super Beta Prostate product is so good because, can you fill in the blank?
Well, a beta-sidesterol is a product that's been shown to limit the growth of the prostate, which affects guys once they start age 40. It can affect your sexual performance. It can make you wake up too often once you go to bed. And this has been proven safe and effective, published in the medical journal Lancet.
New Vitality wants to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Free, free, free. This is the best-selling natural supplement for this problem in the country. The ingredients, as Ken said, support strong urine flow, bladder emptying, that sort of thing. It reduces waking up at night and your urge to urinate. You can get it by calling 800-841-6938. That's 800-841-6938. Super Beta Prostate. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. Otherwise, the bottle itself is free. 800-841-6938. Connection between cervical cancer and what other type of cancer?
Well, cancer of the throat, Doug. We usually think of cancer of the throat as being caused by smoking and too much alcohol, adult beverages, but out of the Journal of Clinical Oncology, the number one cause has been now human papillomavirus. So enjoy your fun, but be careful.
Ha! No way of putting it, right? Smokers get strokes 10 years before non-smokers. Man, a lot of news about strokes today. You can check that out. We have a lot of the info at DougStefan.com.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey, Sam Olioli. Many people listening to this program right now remember this. They don't remember exactly why they remember it. So I'll help you out. Moon River, sung here by Audrey Hepburn from the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's. Number one movie during this week in 1961.
A lot of world to see.
Didn't all of us grow up singing this? Would your children know this if they heard it, Rich?
What's that?
Your children wouldn't know anything about this, right? They heard it.
They're more familiar with
You know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel 100% Moon River.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doc. Right. You ever serve time?
It's understandable how the two could get confused.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see this movie until a film class in college, but it is one of my favorites now. Yeah. I really love it. And the book was even better.
Neat romantic movie.
Oh. You know where I know that song from?
How's that, Tucker?
That song was used in Oliver Stone's Born on the 4th of July, which starred Tom Cruise in it.
Really?
I believe the high school prom scene before he goes off to Vietnam. It was a very effective scene with that
song. Well, it would have been the right timing for sure. Yep. All right, so there it is. Movie music starts us with movie moments on Good Day. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Did you see the story at DougStefan.com today focusing on the recent success of the 3D release of The Lion King? Disney is now readying 3D releases of four more movies, Beauty and the Beast, Finding Nemo, and Monsters, Inc., and The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, that was my top story, but I'm glad. No, anyway, I'm glad you brought it up. The first one's going to be Beauty and the Beast, which is going to be released January 13th.
Yeah.
Remastered in the 3D process. Not surprising, because The Lion King's done about $85 million in 3 weeks, re-released in 3D, which is makes re-release very profitable for the studio.
Right.
There's going to be two live-action re-releases in 3D next April. One will be James Cameron's Titanic, which he spent a year converting the film into that process. And Paramount, in what I consider a surprise, is going to release Top Gun remastered in 3D back in the theaters. And what they're going to do, they're going to gauge if those live-action films hit big at the box office. This is going to be the next trend over the next 2 years.
Really? So,
no doubt
so let me get this straight. Instead of ripping off an idea from an old movie and making a new movie that's something fresh, they're just going to re-edit the old movies
right.
And re-release them.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're all animated movies. So this is all
No, I mean, Titanic and Top Gun are not animated.
No, I'm talking about the ones Disney's going to re-release.
Well, Disney's going to do... Yeah, I mean, I think they do well at the box office re-release, whether they're 3D or not, in terms of the Disney animation.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, Titanic and Top Gun, that's going to be the barometer whether this is going to catch on or not.
Really? All right. Well, that's an interesting overview. Chucker's got some more.
I love the idea of re-releasing older films. I'm not keen on the 3D process, but I do like very much the re-release of live-action
films. It's over. It doesn't do anything for me, Frank. I just like to watch it in the regular way. Chuck Curry is here. Some more movie news coming right up on Good Day.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
All right. The video of the day today, Chucker, at DougStefan.com, is the... it's a reaction to a brother and sister when they hear Darth Vader confess on The Empire Strikes Back. The truth about Darth Vader and what children know, the children who've been born after Star Wars. These first Star Wars films were released, the first one was in 77, wasn't it? Yeah, 1977.
Yeah, 77.
Yeah. So if you want to see something that's sort of cute, intriguing, check it out. The video of the day at DougStefan.com. Children who never knew about Star Wars when it first came out reacting to Darth Vader's confession. The Empire Strikes Back was the second movie, was it not?
It was, and second. Probably the best Star Wars movie, in my opinion.
All right, one other quick story, Chucker. What do you have?
First cancellation of the season. NBC canceled the Playboy Club after just three episodes. First episode did 5 million in viewership. It's third, 3.4. That's unacceptable for network television.
Nothing, no loss there. It's just, you know, too much controversy and not enough content. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 4-6.